Today's a great day.
No, today's one of those days.
Oh, these headphones are going to make it worse.
I'm having a bad day. Let me be annoyed at my headphones.
No, like, I'm also having a bad day, and do we want to talk about our bad days, or are we just going to let them be a bad day?
I don't know. Should we? I don't want to bring anyone else down with us.
It's not... I feel like sometimes I like hearing about people's bad days and stuff on social media personally. I don't know if anybody else feels this way, because I feel like social media is such a highlight reel. And like when we sit here and talk about like, oh yeah, new Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're never upset. I don't know. We are upset, guys. We do have bad days. Okay. We're human.
That is so true. We can... Yeah, we can talk about our bad days.
I was going to say, do you want to talk about it over your dote?
Oh.
Just to kick that off and get it started. Hey, guys, this is an angry podcast, by the way, if you're new here.
I haven't had the time to go get my new Olipops. I could order them online, actually. I just realized. But it's too late for this week. I have some ice cold water to wash down all 18 Thin Mints I just shoved down my throat. Like, I just bodied the whole sleeve.
And you know what? I'm so proud of you for that. Because I don't think my stomach can handle that. Like, I want to do that. And I think that I actually would, like, start eating them. But they're so light that it's so easy to do, though.
Yeah. And I put them in the fridge last night for today. So, it's like, it was kind of...
And you put mine in the fridge.
Yeah. And that was, like, a good part of my day. But I think I ate one too many. That last one I ate before we started this was the one too many.
Yeah, really, we were on here before we started recording, and Sarah had her Thin Mints, and she had one, like, but in your defense, like, you had one left. Like, you're not you going to leave one. It. Like, I don't know. Ever be that person. Did you ever, like, growing up in your house, you would go to get, like, a snack or something, and then somebody left, like, one because they didn't want to, like, say that they ate, like, the last thing.
Yeah.
So they would leave one.
Yeah, that's, like, when I'm eating out to dinner, like, if I am to finish my plate, or like I'm nearing it and I have like a bite left, even if that's like the bite that's going to potentially make me really nauseous, I just gotta do it, you know? And that was me with my Thin Mint.
See, I'm the exact opposite. If I'm out to eat, I did this the other day. Oh my God. I was out to dinner, and just, I don't know if anybody else is like this, but like once it gets to a certain point in the night, it doesn't matter if I was hungry all day. If we get past 8 o'clock, I'm not eating dinner. Like, I can't eat a meal after 8. Like, I just can't do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like I'm the same.
Yeah, but my boyfriend is a night owl, and he doesn't go to bed till 5 a.m. So, to him, like, 9 o'clock, 10 p.m. is probably, like, lunch. So, I was
That's
like...
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, we're sitting, to paint the picture, at an Outback Steakhouse at 10 o'clock at night. Like, I don't know.
I didn't know they were open that late.
Neither did I, because he was like, you want to go to Outback? And I was like, they're closed. Like, you know, I'm in a bad mood because I was hungry all day. And I was like, I'm just not eating a meal right now. And he was like, no, they're open. And I was like, only in Indiana. But whatever. We went and sat and ate in at 10 o'clock in the evening. And I literally was just like, did one of these. And I was like, I can't eat anymore. Like, I actually have to leave this restaurant, or I'm actually going to throw up everywhere. And like, I barely ate anything.
Yeah, that happens. I get full really fast. If there's food still in front of me, it doesn't matter like whose food it is, I can't look at it. I'm like, just get the food out of my line of sight.
Like, when you get to that point in eating, and everybody's been there, but when you're just like having one of those days too, and you're just thinking, and you're just like, get the food away from me.
Yeah, 10 p.m. dinner is crazy. I feel like I literally eat dinner like 5.
No, same. My mom literally like texted me yesterday, and she was like, do you want to go get dinner? And it was 5 p.m. And I was like, yeah.
Valid, though.
I'm
going
to go to bed at 8.
Yeah. I feel like it's the timeline is great. Eating dinner like 5 or 6.
Yeah. And what about it? What about it that I used to look at my grandma eating at that time and be like, what is wrong with her?
I know. I used to make fun of my mom. Like, you're such a grandma eating so early.
Yeah, but now you get it. You're like, and you need time to digest. Like, your digestive system honestly needs time to, like, digest your food before you go to bed.
Yeah, and I need time for dessert. That's like the most important part of the night for me.
Maybe coming back to the Thin Mints later, who knows?
Oh gosh.
After dinner.
Don't show me that second sleeve. What's your dote?
I actually kind of have an exciting dote, and I'm just trying it. I'm going to tell you guys, and I'm probably going to put this back in the fridge because I definitely don't need any more caffeine today. Because definitely earlier at the gym, I haven't drank a full Alani in probably about a week now. Like, just, I have been trying to, like, slow down on, like, drinking the full ones before it hits, I don't know, 8 a.m. I've been trying to chill on having 200 milligrams of caffeine before 8 a.m. But this morning, I just drank the whole entire thing, so I was walking on the treadmill. And I kind of, I went to sit in the gym, and, you know, sometimes having a lot of caffeine can make me go, huh? And I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to throw up everywhere. That's 100% going to happen at one point right now. And also, if you guys know me, I always forget what it's called, but I have, like, the fear of throwing up. Like, it's actually, like, something where my whole body starts sweating. I start freaking out. I start hyperventilating. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, I have a panic attack if I feel like I have to throw up. Yeah.
Yes, and it sucks because whenever I'm around my boyfriend and I have to throw up, he's like, just throw up, because he has acid reflux, so he throws up like it's nobody's business. Like, we will just be sitting there and he'll be talking and just throw up and keep the conversation going. I'm not even joking, that's happened multiple times in our relationship. And I'm just like, that is the weirdest thing ever. Or we'll just be like walking and he'll just like keep walking and he'll just throw up and then he'll keep walking. And I'm like, that is insane. Well, it's the same thing as me for like when I have a stomach ache. It is the worst thing in the world to me to have a stomach ache. Like, I am so sensitive that if I start having a stomach ache, cancel any plans I had for the remainder of the week, because now I'm feared. Like, I can't do it. But anyway, Alani sent me this today, and it's Orange Kiss. I don't know if it's out yet, but it's a brand new flavor. Yeah. It's freaking can. I just saw they're
coming out with it.
Yeah, this freaking can is a vibe for the summer. Now we're going to try it, because we're going to rank it. Exciting. Because I said last time, what was that? Cherry lime? Because the ranking right now is cherry slush, blue slush, and then the cherry lime flavor, which is pretty new as well. So we're going to see where this goes. I will say that I'm not a huge orange flavored person.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not either. Except orange juice, but not like orange soda. Yeah, but
like, that's what I was gonna say, like orange soda, like Fanta, strawberry Fanta, I'm a fan of. I love a good strawberry Fanta. If I'm at the movies,
I don't think I've ever even.
Your life is not gonna change, but it'll be like, maybe you'll like a strawberry Fanta. Yeah, but anyway, Orange Kiss. First impressions, this tastes like an orange Fanta. It literally tastes like orange Fanta, which is a little dangerous because if you like orange Fanta or orange soda, this tastes just like it, but it has 200 milligrams of caffeine. You know what I mean? But it's great. Honestly, though, for someone like me who doesn't like orange-flavored things, slaps. Like, I could drink this whole entire thing.
Perfect.
I should probably slow down.
Where would you put it in your ranking?
I definitely think I'm going to go... It might go over cherry lime for me. It might.
Oh,
yeah. And I love the can. I don't know. They've been slaying with the cans, too. Yeah. Whoever's in your art department or design department, slay. Give them a raise.
They are really cute.
Yeah, I love them. Right. Best in the game. But
I'm really happy that you like that one.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that we can talk about our days and stuff over our dotes. So, what's been going on in Sarah's world today to make... It's like a therapy session.
We're about to go therapy mode on each other. I don't even... It started because when we got back from Chris's birthday weekend, we got back on a Monday.
Ugh.
And it was like late in the day, and then we had his birthday dinner because it was on his birthday. So starting off Tuesday, it felt like Monday. So I was already a day behind in my week. And like getting back into recording, it has not felt normal. So I haven't been like motivated to record and stuff because I'm just so off course. But today, I woke up late. And that'll always do it to me because I feel like I've wasted part of my day that I could have gotten so much done. I hate waking up late, especially like being a day off. I needed extra time. So I woke up late. I texted Destiny as soon as I woke up. I woke up from a dream that I met Harry Styles. If I could show you guys the dream, like just like play it for you guys, you would understand why I'm upset over it. It literally, and it's happened. Was it like last week? I also had a dream that I met Niall.
No, this weekend. You texted me this weekend while you were gone. Yes.
And guys, I don't dream. I black out when I sleep. Yeah. Oh, I remember that so vividly now. But
yeah, when I dream, but I was like,
yeah,
day's over.
Yeah, but I don't remember them usually. But over the weekend, I dreamed about Niall. Met him. I think he was like out somewhere. So I met him and we took pictures and I went to go look at them when I woke up. Didn't have any pictures, really upset. But today I woke up and I don't remember what was going on, but there was like a bunch of people there to meet Harry, but like I ended up talking to him the longest.
As you should.
Yeah, right? And we were, I was like asking him a bunch of questions and like really nice questions. We had a great conversation. And then I had him like sign this like card. It's like a playing card. I don't really know why it was like that, but I wanted him to sign it. That's all I had, I guess. And then I left and forgot to take that with me. And then he ended up finding me. And he gave me a whole deck of cards that he signed and like wrote stuff on. I couldn't read them. I woke up before I could read them, which is really upsetting. And then he was like, I told him that we spent the weekend in an Airbnb, and he was telling me how he wanted to do that because he was like, well, that's a great idea because the Airbnb, like, no one's there, no one will see him. So we're gonna have like a whole weekend with everyone like in an Airbnb together. And then I woke up. He also told me he was engaged, so I'm not sure if I'm seeing the future on that one. But that was my Harry Styles dream, and I told Destiny, and then I told her that she's manifesting these dreams for me because she told me I was going to meet Harry and Niall, and I think my brain took that and ran with it and gave me somehow to meet Harry and Niall, but it wasn't real.
And that's devastating. Truly, it was devastating for me to hear you say that. Well, and can I tell you guys that on Saturday morning, Sarah texted me, and the way that she texted me and the way that I read it was like,
oh yeah,
that she had met Niall. The way that I read it was that she had been, because I knew she was gone, so I thought like she ran into Niall on the street, and I thought she took pictures with him and then said like that they didn't actually take on her phone and that she was so mad, and I was like, oh. And then I went up to the text before and I saw, hey, I had a dream, and I was like, oh, I really was like, I don't know how I'm gonna unpack this. I don't know how I'm gonna help her down from this ladder.
I wouldn't be able to. That would have been a horrible downfall of meeting him and having no proof.
That was, I thought that that's what we were working with on Saturday, and then this morning I'm on the treadmill and I get the text about Harry, and then I told Sarah, I said, well, he was definitely in love with you, and it was definitely going to be, he was telling you that he was engaged because he was going to propose to you. You didn't get to read the cards, and on the cards was going to be his love proclamation for you to propose. That's how he was trying to do it.
Yeah exactly, which I'll take that from not being able to read the cards. But then, okay, then I was, and then I went to my workout class, and it was actually really nice because she played Pitbull. You know, nothing better than that.
I can't escape this man. This man ever since Sarah told me she loves Pitbull.
It's weird though, right? Because I feel like I've been seeing more of him lately now that I've like put out my secret that I love Pitbull, because yesterday was March 5th, and that's 3:05. Like, that is Pitbull's thing. And Destiny unknowingly, like 7 a.m. at the gym, showed me that she was listening to Pitbull. And then I told her, like, it's Pitbull's day. Like, this is a sign.
Yeah. And I think that, like, Pitbull, like, couldn't really, like, fully do his thing until Sarah, like, told the world that she loves Pitbull. And he's like, finally, I got Queen's, like, you know, stamp of approval. I can go out here and be Mr. Worldwide. But yeah, I told Sarah, no, it was the day before, too. I texted Sarah at 5 a.m. and I was like, a picture in my car. And like, sometimes I'll just put on random mixes that Spotify makes for you. So I just had that one on as I'm on the way to the gym. And then Pitbull starts playing at 5:30 in the morning.
What a way to start the day. Yeah. You have to leave them on.
No, and I did, but because I was trying to get a little, like, you know, you're trying to get a little hyped up, but you're just like, and I'm just like driving, and I'm just looking, and it's just like, give me everything, and I'm just like this, like, and it's that song specifically that pops up on every single playlist, because that's the song that played yesterday. Yeah. And then I'm at the gym, and yeah, give me everything, and I took it as a sign. I listened to the whole song, and then Sarah told me to listen to the one with Dolly Parton that he just released, and I was like, oh my god, this is like,
so good.
I can't believe I'm listening. Like, I wonder if anybody in the gym would have looked at me and guessed that I was listening to Pitbull. Do you ever do that? Do you ever think of, like, what are they listening to?
Yeah, I told Chris once that in the gym, like, specific days when I used to, like lift weights, like, for leg days, I would specifically only listen to Migos or 50 Cent. Like, that was it. Old 50 Cent. And Chris was blown. Yeah, Chris was so confused. He said, no way. That's what you, and then on, like, arm days, I would only listen to Post Malone. Isn't that the most random thing ever?
I can't look at you. I would never, I'll tell you an artist that would never come to mind if I were to look at you and think, what's going on inside that girl's headphones? 50 Cent out of all people?
I had a playlist of, like, his old songs. I don't know why, it just, like, Migos really did it for me to lift my weights. Yeah, Migos every time I got on that Smith machine, I put on Migos, the Red album. I don't know the name of it.
Just so. Red Migos version. That is absolutely insane. I love that we just learned that Sarah listens to 50 Cent. That actually kind of, I feel like I need to watch my face back when I learn that information, because that was crazy to learn. Wow. Oh my God. I do that all the time though. Like, for example, I've been really into like listening to podcasts as I lift weights. Like, I feel like that's crazy. Like, I feel like listening to just people talk it's crazy to like listen, like lift weights. But I've honestly been in that stage. Are you ever in that stage where like none of my music is hitting the way that I need it to, and I can't listen to music right now? That's me. I think I'm just annoyed with everything in life right now. So I'm listening to podcasts. Like this morning, I was listening to Obsessed, which is, oh my God, am I gonna get into podcasts? But I was listening to Obsessed with Brooke Averick or Averick, whatever, and she had Jake Shane on, and I was listening to that episode, and I was just like, they kind of start talking, and then like yesterday when I was at Barnes, I was listening to the So True podcast, the episode with Brittany Broski, and like really at Barnes yesterday, the way that they started talking vulgarly, I was like, oh my God, like I started looking around, like I started like sweating a little bit like when they started talking like that, because I was like, I wonder if anybody's looking at me and like knows that, like the, like, yeah, like it's just guilty. It's like if you find yourself in the like erotica section of Barnes and Noble because you're trying to look for a new book talk book, and it's always like, have you ever, like for example, when me and my mom go to Barnes and I'll be like, oh, that's a book talk book and it says erotica at the top, I just hope that my mom doesn't know what erotica means, you know.
Yeah, you hope she's oblivious to that.
Yeah, so what's in the book? Like, yeah. Oh God! Like I start sweating. Yeah. Start doing one of these. Start shaking, and I'm like, "Whoo! I need to get out of here." But I have that realization a lot. Like when I see somebody wearing headphones, I'm like, "I wonder what they're listening to." Never would have thought Sarah was listening to 50 Cent. Yeah, that's so actually insane.
That's a sign that you'll just never know, really, truly, what people are listening to.
No, you never know.
No. Then I got home, and I've had this video that I was filming, but it keeps getting pushed back a day and then pushed back a day because of whatever reason. So today I was going to, I ordered these like bookshelf type of stands for my closet, because I was going to use them as like to put clothes in, because my closet's a mess, and when my closet's a mess, I don't know why I'm a mess. So thought that could help. Ordered three of them because we measured it and it was going to be perfect. And I'm over here putting it together today. I'm listening to my audiobook and putting it together. I'm so excited because finally, once that's clean, I will feel better. I put the whole thing together and I put it in the closet, and it's not like deep enough to put enough clothes. So I was like, this is literally not going to work. And I have three of them. So that really messed me up. So then my mom, she did like a bunch of things. We put it in the loft and we were going to use it for like extra book space. And then she was like, just put it in your closet. So like we took out so much stuff from my closet on the floor, and I was already so overstimulated that having like my whole closet just like a disaster everywhere, I was like in my head, like, please don't lash out. Don't say anything mean. Just because she was helping me. And I was like in my head, I was like just so angry, but like not at her. And like I don't want to take anything out on her, like I just don't want to be mean. So we fixed that bookshelf thing is now in my closet. It's like one little section. I'm gonna have to return the other two. And then I was gonna take out books from my like red bookshelf and put them in the locks my mom said I could, so that I have more space. But then I was filming another, like nothing was lining up, so I haven't done that yet. And then since I slept in late, I didn't like get as far into like my, such stupid problems. I didn't get as far into my book as I wanted to. And then the bookshelves are really sending me, so I have to return them, but they're really heavy. And one of the videos I was going to film today, I didn't do. I was going to do that tomorrow, but like I'm a day late. Everything is really messed up. Like silly little problems, but like it's really adding up to really annoying me.
Well, it's like because you already like, for lack of a better term, woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah.
So it's like that happens, and then it like the little things that happen can either turn your day around or can just cause it to just go down even more. And so all of the little things that you were describing adding up is just like continuously like downhill. And at one point, sometimes when stuff like that happens to me, I'm like, I'm just, this day's just what it is at this point. Yeah. Like, you know, when people are like, I've try your best to turn it around. I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'm just going to accept that this is a bad day and try again tomorrow. And then I lay in my bed and ignore everybody. That's usually what I do.
That's probably what I'll do later. Because I was going to do my book stuff, but I just don't. I'll leave it for tomorrow's problem. I'll figure it out tomorrow.
That's like you talking about the closet really reminds me of back in the fall time when I was like doing my first little like, oh, I'm gonna clean out my closet and reorganize everything. And then quite literally my whole entire closet ripped out of the wall. So I lived about a month before like me and my dad could fix the closet and get it to how it is now. And I lived with clothes. Just I didn't see my floor for a month. Like I literally lived in like that type of, and I was like, like every day I woke up and I was like, I don't even want to get out of bed.
Yeah, that would,
room is such a mess.
Yeah, that would mess me up so bad. It's like my room, not really my room, like my room kind of has to look clean, but like my closet, I don't know what it is about my closet. If my closet is like a huge mess, like I just feel a mess. I don't really know what, how or why, because I close the door, like I don't see it, but I just like feel it.
It's because you know. It's in the back of your mind and you know.
Yeah. It bothers me because I always, like, I'm always getting new clothes and buying new clothes. I feel like that's one thing I don't stop doing. I just love to buy and like get new book sweatshirts and stuff, but I have no room for them. And again, it's such a stupid problem, but I'm trying to fix that.
It's valid though, because it's just like an everyday thing. Even the little things are valid to be, you know, like upset about. It's not like you're saying this is the worst thing to ever happen in the world. It's just things that are making you upset today. Especially that I felt the like, when you're stressed out and somebody's trying to help you, but you feel so like overstimulated and angry that you're like trying so hard not to lash out. And you almost have that, like, I get that like real bad, like eye twitch when I get mad and I'm so overstimulated. And I'm a control freak with everything. So also if somebody's offering their help, I'm like, I don't want it. Like I genuinely don't want it. So you're kind of angering me that right now I'm in this space already and now you're sharing the space with me and it's making me even more mad. Like, yeah.
She was the one that was taking all this stuff out and putting it on the floor. I was like, oh God, let her do it. Let her do it.
Like I have said so many times that I do need to work on that, because I am one of those people that I kind of don't like, I always say this, like, once I get to a certain point with adrenaline or things like that, like, my anxiety gets to a certain spot, I kind of black out, and I don't really think about, like, what I'm doing or saying, which is very harmful, and I do need to work on it. So most of the time, people get me lashing out at them because I'm just, like, in such, like, a hurt mentality that I'm, like, trying to be, like, okay, get away from me. So I'm trying to do anything I can to be, like, get away from me. And so I literally, like, do that. Like, I'll snap a little bit. And then I'll be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that I just did that. That was, like, not needed at all.
Yeah, that was me.
But sometimes it was
no one else's fault. Yeah.
I just need you to just step back a little bit. I just need you to, like, in the kindest way possible, get away from me. Like, things will be bad. But you know what? That's all very valid, because I feel you on the, like, waking up. When you, like, wake up late, you're like, this is already, we're already off to, because in your mind, as soon as you wake up, you're thinking of all the stuff that you would have had done by this time if you would have woke up like when you were supposed to. So it does kind of almost like set your day off kilter a little bit, because you're like, like I wanted to have this and this done today and I woke up late. And like you said, if you got back and Monday was kind of a scratch off of the week, so really you're starting your week off on Tuesday and it's kind of like you lost a day. I mean, this is very valid emotions that you're feeling today.
I know. Trying not to be annoyed at it. Great weekend. I just came back and have to get back into the routine of things. And I always feel like that's when it, like, gone.
Starting your week like that, like coming back from a weekend, either starting your week off on a Monday and you didn't have that, like, Sunday is such a crucial day to me in the span of, like, I have to be home and kind of do a little bit of a reset on Sunday. That way the week has to be set off on a Sunday. Like, I cannot, like, come home on a Monday morning. I can't. Like, it will actually set me off. Like, whenever I, like, even, like, plan out vacations and stuff, I try to plan them to where, like, I'll come back on a Sunday or, like, on the weekend. That way, like, I'll be like, you know what? I'll worry about it and we can start fresh on Monday, because when you come back in the middle of the week, boom, ruins it. It just, like, sets everything off kilter a little bit.
And I dull my Sunday reset stuff on Monday, but like barely. We got back at like 2:30 and then dinner was at I think, 5. So, like, I was only home for, like, a certain time. And then after dinner, I went right to bed because I was like, I'm over today. And then Tuesday started the week off. But it was fine. I mean, it was Chris's birthday, so it was a fun day.
Well, how was the weekend? The weekend looked super, like, it looked like something out of a book. Like, the way that, like, the pictures that you posted, one, I loved them. Loved the vibe. It literally reminded me of, like, when you're reading, like, a book, and you read about, like, the friend group going away for a weekend, like, in the Addicted Cowboy Sister series. Like, that's what it was giving. It was giving that. And I was like, oh, I love that.
It was so cute. Well, okay, so, again, Chris didn't know everyone was coming. It was just, he thought it was just me and him, and then went to his house so we could leave, and his cousin was there because Danny came with us, and he called me. He was like, why is Danny at my house? He got suspicious. I was like, I don't know, she went to the mall and she wanted to stop by. Like, she stops by, like, it wasn't weird. And I got there, he still had no idea. He starts packing my car, but we're taking Danny's, and then we go outside, and he's like, what, like, why did, where's everything in the car, like, all the food and stuff? And Danny bought party hats. We put little party hats on. We said, well, like, surprise, like, we're going. And Chris still thought, and then, okay, so then we got in the car to leave, and Chris thought it was just me, him, and Danny for the weekend. He, like, completely accepted that. So we're driving, and it's a 4-hour drive, so we're 2 hours in, and then he's like, he, like, notices cars, and he looks over, and he's like, is that Robbie, one of his friends that were coming? And I look at him, I was like, no, I gaslit like I've never done before. I said, why would Robbie be 2 hours from home? And he was like, well, you're so, like, are they coming? And I was like, no, they would have been in the car with us. Why would they be driving? Why would they be over here? Really gaslighting him. And he's like, no, I know Robbie's car. But then he, like, let it go. So he's like, yeah, you're kind of right. And then we got to the house, and we actually were listening to, like, we got, like, kind of, not delirious, but, like, you know when you're in a car for so long, you want to get out, but, like, we really want to just get there. So we put on a true crime podcast of, like, last, like, hour, which was kind of fun. But we got to the house, and it was so nice. Like, the pictures really didn't even do it justice. Like, it looked just like the Airbnb, like, pictures. But, like, it was just, like, a cabin in the middle of the woods, which is kind of scary to think about. But, like, it really was so cute. Like, the way it's set up and the inside of it is just cozy. And there's, like, puzzles and games and little fireplace and stuff. And then, like, an hour later, Robbie, his friend, and his other friend came, and he was like, I knew it. He loves to do that after a surprise. He's like, I knew it. But he was really surprised, and then he thought that was it. But then, like, a couple hours later, his other cousin came, and he was, like, shook, and he was like, what the hell? And then he thought that was the end of the surprises, and then, yeah, we got food. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're next to Syracuse, New York, which has, like, town and, like, little restaurants and stuff, but, like, where we were in New York, it was a different town, and there was, like, literally land and houses. So we found one pizza place. We went there and we got food, and then we got back, and I think it was like maybe like 4 hours after his cousin came, his other cousin came with his girlfriend, and he was like completely taken aback because he just like thought that the last one was the end of it. And he was like, is this the last surprise? And we were like telling him, like, actually, yeah, but he didn't believe us. Because he had like 5 different surprises. Because it was hard to get everyone there at the same time. It's like so far from everyone. But yeah, everyone came. It was so fun. And we were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, it rained, which was really, it was like cozy and cute in the rain though. Like, it was just so fun. Me and Danny started reading the same books. We were reading together. We did puzzles. We made pancakes. Then we went to dinner that night. And then I was listening to true crime. We were listening to true crime on the way there. And then I was on TikTok while I was there. And I got an ad on like TikTok, like a sponsored ad, whatever. And it was for Syracuse. And it was a story about a Syracuse true crime serial killer. And I was like, oh my God, why are they giving me this? Oh, I don't need to know this. I was like spooked, but thought that was weird. But yeah, the weekend was really fun. And then we came home. Monday was his birthday, so we left Monday morning. But it was really cute and really fun, and I would definitely do it again.
It looked so amazing. Like, it looked like the best time. Like, I always say, like, I'm somebody who's like that. Like, I love things like that. Like, just staying in. Like, we don't even have to go anywhere. Like, you can get, like, a little place, and we can just do, like, cozy activities. Like, that is, like, my type of thing.
Yeah, me too.
Being around people like that, that you don't have to have a social battery for, is the best. Like, I don't have to, like, worry about having to have this, like, social battery. Hey, you just said it. But Like, because going out like that, like having to like go out actually somewhere, yeah, like, drains my social battery so fast.
Yeah.
Well, so we were like saying those type of things.
Me too. And Danny was like, usually like there's an itinerary of stuff we're gonna do, but we didn't even, we literally just booked it and just hoped there was stuff there. So we would just wake up, everyone's just doing their own thing, eating food, playing puzzles, watching movies and stuff, and then we just like planned kind of like a dinner all together every night. So we went into Syracuse for that because there's no food around us, but it was so just chill and everyone was just like,
yeah,
hanging out and like having fun, and it was really, really cute. I love trips like that.
Yeah, so that's honestly when I like go on vacations, I don't plan. I book the place, I book plane tickets if needed. There is nothing else going on inside this brain.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'll just go with it. That is where, like, Isaac's the opposite. Because, like, for example, if we go over, he wakes up and the first thing that he says is, like, what are we going to do today? And I'm like, oh, my God, we don't need to, like, go and do something. We can just, like, be here and relax. Like, I feel like we're both people who are constantly, like, especially like that. Like, I know that you're the same way. Like, especially when you, like, are constantly thinking about work. Sometimes the just vacations or trips where you're just kind of, like, sitting there and just, like, letting yourself kind of relax for a second and, like, not, like, think about work. It's the absolute best. So, I love the type of vacations where you're just, like,
chill. I know. It was watching movies, like, all day. All week. Not all day, but, like, just doing, like, things like that. And, like, I didn't even bring a camera with me. Like, I don't know. It was just, like, almost foreign. Like, I always record in something. Something's always going on.
Yeah. Ever since, I'm sure somebody in the comments could tell me, but I forget when I started. I think it was in, like, August, September, when I feel like I started doing, like, the weekly vlogs, like, where so I'm constantly, like, every day picking up the camera, and I'm always vlogging, and, like, you're the same way. Like, we're always, you have the camera attached to you for pretty much everything that you're doing, because I feel like there's the mindset of being, like, ooh, I'm doing something, so I should be filming it because I'm doing something. Like, it almost feels like a waste if you don't bring your camera or don't film what you're doing.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense?
Yeah.
So, I remember, like, I think I said this before, even on the podcast, but I remember, like, last year, like, during the summer, like, if we would do anything, I would feel, like, not guilty, but I would be, like, oh, I didn't film, like, what we did today. Like, I should have made this into, like, a segment for the vlog. And I remember, like, Isaac looked at me, and he was, like, you know, some things can just be for you.
Yeah.
Like, some things can just be, like, your memory. So, I think that it's great that you did that, and that you just, like, let that be, like, your memory. I love that.
I took those pictures and stuff, and I printed them at CVS, and I bought a little photo album, and I'm gonna put all my pictures in there, like, every month, I guess, now.
That's what I want to start doing, that too, like, scrapbooking. I want to get, like, a big, you know, the spiral bound, like, scrapbooks, like, the big ones.
Yeah.
I want to do one of, like, I want to call it, like, something with your 20s. Like, what is it called? Like, something, whatever. And I want to make a big thing for, like, all the stuff that you did, and, like, do little journal entries in the scrapbook. Yeah. I was watching Sophie Jane. I was watching her vlogs, and she, like, does little scrapbooks. But I was, like, I really feel like, and partly it is because, like, society puts such a big thing on your 20s. Life doesn't end after you're 20. Like, literally, it's fine. But I feel like, too, like, for me, I've always been fascinated with, like, what my parents did before I was born, or, like, before whatever. So that's why, like, I love looking back at pictures of my parents. So I've always been like, ooh, I want a lot of Polaroids and pictures, and that way I can put them in, like, a scrapbook that your kids can just, like, flip through, and even, like, read little journal entries. I feel like are so cute because it's also, it's not just a picture of you, it's a slice of you, like, through the writing of how you were at that age. And that's everything to me.
Yeah, I feel like in years, even if we're just looking at it in, like, 10 years to see what we were doing now. Like, my mom doesn't have a lot of pictures from when she was younger because she was, like, coming here from another country. So I always wished I could see whatever she was up to. But, like, she'll tell me stories, but, like, seeing pictures, I feel like visuals, like, really makes it, like, real. So I feel like it's fun to have a little photo album or something, scrapbook for the future.
I used to love. We always had, like, the basement. My mom has, like, totes full of photo albums, because obviously my mom's a photographer, but she hasn't always been a photographer, but she's always loved to take photos. So she has, like, disposable, like, pictures from, like, when she was a teenager, or, like, when my brother was little, because my brother is, like, 7 years older than I am. My mom had my brother when she was, like, 17, I think. She was like freshly 17 when she had my brother. So yeah, there's a lot of life before me. And so she always had a lot of pictures, and I remember like just always like hearing her like show like the pictures and be like, this is what was happening in this picture. I always loved it. Like when I was a kid, like I used to literally love, I would ask my mom, I'd be like, can we get the photo albums out? Like I want to look at like the photo. And the, my mom has, we have VHS tapes too.
Yeah, I was going to say those special tapes. Occasion. Yeah. Those are always cute to see. Recordings, I think that's even cooler, because that like really makes it real. And that's why like the videos we make, even if we're making just, I mean, we make vlogs, but like even just our book videos, I feel like in the future one day it's gonna be crazy. Crazy to
that's
see.
That's why I love doing Week in the Life specifically, because I like, and I like documenting everything, because like especially with what we have, like, you know, like your phone storage and everything, I like having it. I feel like YouTube will always like at least be a platform that you can like go log on to and see the videos. So I like being able to just like have the videos and stuff backed up to be like, look, this was even just like a slice of my life in the 20s. Have you heard the audio? It's like trending around TikTok, and it was like, I was so, it's something along the lines of like, I was so beautiful in my 20s, I just didn't like realize it. I almost like I've been thinking about that. It's like I think it's like becoming a trending audio, like everybody's doing little like slice of life videos with audio. But I look at it more as like a, you don't realize the moment that you're living in until you've already lived through it, because I've also been listening to the song Good Old Days by Kesha and Macklemore. So random, I know, but but like genuinely when you think about it, because I mean even in the song it's like, I wish somebody would have told me that that was going to be like good days, but then even as the song goes on it's like, but even the days you're living in right now, one day you're going to look at those as like the good old days. So just treat your life like it's something to be cherished and enjoyed. And I'm like, that is so true. Like yeah, you're gonna have your low days, but like you're gonna look back one day and wish that you did this, this and that. So if you have the opportunity or just to enjoy your life, I would say take it by the horns, or whatever the saying is.
It's like
just
people say, like when you're older you don't want to regret not doing something.
Yeah, and I have that fear. I have that fear of being like,
it's definitely a fear, because no going back. Hate that this is like,
hate that I can't time travel.
Yeah, someone should figure that one out for us.
I actually think I would never want time travel to be a thing, because I think that one, it's the same thing with AI. I don't want to get started with AI because I hate talking about AI and I hate listening about AI, but it's the same thing about AI that I feel like if it gets in the wrong person's hands, they, so much harm can be done with it. Sometimes I don't think that we should develop technology.
We are so way past that.
I think we're fine where we're at.
Yeah, but there's fine. Yeah, but there's no such thing as just like we're good here. Everyone, they just gotta keep going. That's like,
and I wish they would.
What did I see that Apple was making? I forgot Ring. Already. Oh, what? Yeah. Whose podcast talked about that one? Well, they have the Aura Ring. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like Apple's version of the Aura Ring. Yeah. And what I've heard, the whispers that I've heard, also, this has not even been confirmed by Apple, and Apple did not announce this. This is just like somebody was like, hey, I think Apple's going to come out with this.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, ooh, I'll buy it. And then Apple's probably just now developing it, and they're like, this is great. This is a great idea. Anyway, because I've thought about buying the Aura Ring, just because I do feel like it tracks so much, and as a woman, it tracks like so much stuff to do with like hormonal and like cycle things. So I was like,
Chris's cousin has the Aura Ring, and she shows me, it tracks her sleep, if it's good sleep or not, and like what she should, and all this stuff. It actually does like really well. It's also kind of cute. It's just like a little.
I have thought about it so many times. Like I've literally like been on the site to buy it so many times, because also, I like it because I like rings. I hate, like, the first thing when I get overstimulated, I'm usually wearing my Apple Watch, but my anxiety has been, like, running rampant the past few days that, like, if I'm not working out, I have to take it off, because when I get overstimulated, the first thing that I do is crack that bad boy off, because I hate feeling things on my wrist, but I can do rings. I can do rings. So, I have thought about getting the Aura Ring, but you have to pay for a subscription. It's the same thing as Peloton charging you $4,000 for a stationary bike and then telling you that you have to pay over $50 or something for a subscription to use the damn thing. Oh my God, like, sorry.
Wait, doesn't... I always thought this with... what's that workout brand that you have to subscribe each month, and even if you're not buying anything, you're still paying? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Is it Fabletics? Are you talking about clothes, or are you talking about, like, actual...
Oh, no, yeah, I think it is Fabletics. You have to, like, subscribe monthly.
Yeah.
And like buy clothes monthly, but it's like a subscription. I mean, I'm sure maybe you can. When I looked at it like years ago, it was like that, but I'm sure you can buy clothes now without a subscription, maybe? Well, I don't know. But it's subscription based, I'm pretty sure.
They have a Fabletics store now, like in one of the malls here they do, but I think it's,
oh, wow.
I don't know, I haven't looked in a while, but I looked at Fabletics before too, and they're like, I was like adding stuff to cart, and they're like, with your subscription, I was like, excuse me? delete. Yeah. No.
That's so crazy.
Like to buy clothes.
Yeah.
No, I don't need it. But yeah, the Aura ring, it's always kept me from doing it because it's like my treadmill that I bought. They're like, oh, if you want to do the whatever, like you have to pay for a subscription.
This doesn't make sense.
It's like,
just have everything included.
Exactly, especially when it's such a high price item already. If I'm not mistaken, isn't the Aura ring like several hundreds of dollars? Like,
yeah, I think it is.
And if I have to pay a $50 subscription, I don't know how much a subscription is, but I'm saying like if I have to pay a subscription just to use the thing that you're charging me several hundred dollars to buy in the first place.
Yeah, that's so interesting that there's a subscription for something like that. Like, what's in the subscription? What do you have to buy?
I'm pretty sure it's so you can track all your stuff. Like, so you can see all the data that it's tracking.
Oh, I don't like that. That doesn't even make any sense.
No, it's kind of stupid because it's like, if you're going, then just like, if you're going to use that logic, then just charge a little bit more for the ring. Because I almost think like, if you charge a little bit more for the ring, but as soon as you paid the one-time price, you had everything, then like maybe people wouldn't be mad about having to pay for the subscription. But obviously so many people, have you ever seen the videos though, like that people like how you sleep with it? That's the idea. But my hands personally do this, my hands swell throughout the night, so when I wake up my hands are a little bit like swollen, and they can't get the ring off, and they have to go to the fire department and get the ring off.
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, that makes sense. I feel like everyone's hands usually do, because I feel like your body temperature goes like warmer at night. But I feel like,
yeah,
that's annoying though, because then if you wanted to size up but you're wearing it throughout the whole day, there's just no, the only one that's adjustable, make an adjustable Aura ring.
But yeah, to circle back to what we were talking about, Apple making one, I've seen that and I will buy it because I'm just like an absolute like Apple stan, I guess, because anytime Apple's making something, I'm like, yeah, I'll buy it.
But I feel like
except for the Apple Vision Pro. Oh my god. Yeah,
I was just gonna say, at least this, like, the ring would make sense. Like, the Vision Pro is not something for, like, I feel like Apple products is like the like average, like people that like use the computers and phones and stuff, like they'll like continue buying the stuff, like the headphones and stuff. But the Vision Pro, like, who, what market are we in?
Like, no, and you want to know,
they've gone too far.
It's stupid.
What more technology? You know, like, there's going to be,
I don't know though, because I thought about that before, but I'm like, but we're a whole entire different generation where we were raised up to the start of having like digital technology. So I feel like we're way different than any other generation, because I feel like we're way more adaptive with new technology that comes out. And I feel like we always will be, because we were already introduced. Like, we were born in the time before this, and then we saw it get introduced into society and learn with everybody else. How the technology
works.
That's
true. Then we'll probably just hit an age, or at least I will hit an age where I'm like, I don't care.
No.
I don't want any more.
But a lot of older people, like I'm talking about like actual, like your grandma, grandpa status, like have TikTok and stuff and use TikTok. I mean, like, there's a lot of people in our day and age that really navigate technology well, and they understand
it. It's crazy then when we're like grandparent age, how it's going to be.
Oh yeah, no,
it's terrifying to think about.
Yeah, I think I said this a few months ago on the pod, that I have developed a fear of getting older, and I've never had it, but now I do.
Yeah, one of a top fear of mine, along with the good old kidnapping fear. We watched the documentary. Did you ever watch, was it called American Nightmare? It's a documentary on Netflix. 10 years ago, the girlfriend got kidnapped from their house.
My mom was watching it the other day.
Like, they let her go. She came home when they were like comparing it to like almost like a Gone Girl. Like, they thought that she would, like, all this stuff. And then they were trying to figure out, like, was it the boyfriend who, like, planned it? I watched. But it was really good. But we watched it over the weekend. And like I said, the cabin was in the middle of the woods. We're watching it at night. That alone is spooking me out.
You might as well watch the cabin in the woods if you're going to do that.
Yeah. But it was, like, so spooky. And then it's all I can think about now since being home is just, like, that. So that's, like, it is my top fear. But, like, now it's, like, all I can think about. Well, she had to go to the vet, nothing crazy, just like a checkup or something, and she called to change because she said, I don't want to hold the umbrella and carry the dog. I said, Mom,
okay, and real,
so valid.
No, like, she doesn't even know how real that is, that she's like, yeah, I'm not doing
We've done the same thing. Chris said this the other day, like, when he has an appointment or something, he goes, and he says, I've never seen someone, like, just change appointments like you do. Like, if I have, like, I will call and I would say, like, I'll keep pushing it back if I don't want to go. Nothing like crazy appointments, but, like, whatever. I didn't know that was, like, a not nice thing.
That is crazy that you do that.
Oh, I will change any appointment. I'll just call. Like, I'll just say, like, I just can't make it. Like, what other dates do you have available?
That,
like,
is nails crazy.
Or, like, my other kind of appointments like that.
If I make an appointment, it's just set in stone that that's something that I have to do. Unless, like, something, like, truly comes up where I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't make it today. But, like, mm-hmm. I didn't do all that worrying for the appointment for me not to go.
But I think that's what it is. It's, like, I like, think about it so much that I'm, like, I just, like, I'll take, like, another, like, week or two till I have to go.
See, no, because I know that I would do that, and then I would just keep pushing it back, and I would never go. So, to me, I'm, like,
yeah,
you just have to go and get it over with. Like, has to happen because I would rather it be done.
And then, then the appointment comes again, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to go, actually. I have an appointment Friday that I'm not changing. I'm making my hair redder. I'm going to be a
slay,
full-blown redhead next week, guys.
But, okay, so what red are we talking? Are we talking, like, fire red? Are we talking?
Oh, no, not like, like, when we first did my hair, she did, like, half a balayage, so only, like, not, like, under my hair wasn't dyed red, like, it was just, like, the parts I guess you can kind of see. So, like, my hair looks brown when it's all washed out, like, right now. I haven't gotten it done in a while, so this time we're actually gonna do, like, majority of my brown red, so I'm actually gonna look, I feel like, more of a redhead. And I'm thinking still, I feel like, still, like, a copper red, but I like a dark copper. I think I want to do, like, a with, like, a little hint of orange. I don't know, not like bright red, but not like dark. I don't know.
I get what you mean. You're painting the picture.
The
picture.
Okay. I'm really excited.
And I can't wait to see.
I didn't think
I also
red...
have a hair appointment Monday.
Oh, this is so fun. Are you dyeing it? I feel like you just did.
I know. I feel like I also did an appointment. No, I had it right before my birthday. So, I mean, it's like around the time that I usually get my hair done.
Yeah, I think this is like normal. Time between.
I think it's just the usual. Just the huge, I think, going on with that appointment.
I'm excited.
I don't like sitting for appointments. Like, it's never anything against the person that I'm going to. It's always a me thing. It is always going to continue to be a me thing. I just hate sitting there. I like, because everything that I'm thinking about, I'll just start thinking about, like, everything that I should be doing or, like, need to do. So I'll just start, like, just being like, oh, man, I wish I wasn't sitting
there. There's really nothing else you can do.
No.
Well, I guess in the hair, you can go on your phone at some points or, like, talk to them. But other than that, you're just sitting and letting them do their thing. You feel so, like, what's the word? Not useless, but, like, you're not doing anything.
No, and there's nothing you can do.
And this happens after every podcast when we finish. We're like, what did we say? But this one, I like have no idea what just happened. You know, like, I kind of like.
Oh, I actually have no idea what happened in this podcast.
I am a different person though from when I started. Like, I was in such a bad mood, so I'm really glad that we talked.
That's great. I'm so glad that this is this podcast. Okay, hey. This podcast episode has transformed you. I hope it transformed you guys too. I feel like it was an emotional roller coaster for sure. The anger that we started off this episode with was crazy. Like, before me and Sarah hit record, we were both talking about, like, everything that was pissing us off today. We were like, ugh.
Yeah. It's just sometimes you have those days, and that's okay.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody gets that way.
Literally couldn't have said it better.
Literally couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much, Hannah Montana.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thanks, Hannah. We have nothing else to say. Like, there's no lights on, nobody's home. I feel like Saatchi right now. I think this is our last podcast episode. I'm just kidding, guys. You just guys got to get pranked.
Prank.
Prank. That was just a prank. Y'all fell for it, for real. But no, seriously, I think that's enough from us today.
Thank you guys for coming
back. Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure you're following us for more. I mean, that's really all we can ask of you guys. Make sure you're keeping up with us over on YouTube, Instagram. We have a TikTok, just to shout that out as well. I'm pretty sure you can find us at Bookmarked Pod. Leave a 5-star review and all of that stuff, and you guys can listen to us next week, or you guys can catch up on episodes if you're missing it. Or you can just keep on listening, whichever floats your boat. It's fine with me.
What she said.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye, guys.